My number one priority is to dismantle the disastrous deal with Iran.
That was Donald Trump as a presidential candidate speaking in front of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC, back in March. Almost 6 months into his presidency now, Trump did something you might not expect, given that statement. On Monday, he informed Congress that Iran is complying with the terms of the nuclear deal. The declaration seemed grudging. The White House followed it by saying Iran is not abiding by the spirit of that nuclear deal. And it also announced new sanctions targeting 18 Iranian individuals and groups for their support of Iran's ballistic missile program. Robin Wright is back with us. She's a distinguished scholar at the Wilson Center in Washington and the U.S. Institute for Peace. Robin, welcome.
Great to be with you.
Well, what do you make of the White House's move here to announce that Iran is complying with the framework of the nuclear deal, but not its spirit?
Well, this decision did not come easily. The president has tried to defy the advice of his top foreign policy and military team, who urged him to certify that Iran has complied with the nuclear deal. But the president clearly wants to either amend it, renegotiate it, or end the most important nonproliferation agreement in a quarter century. And the administration has taken the first steps. At the same time, it certified that Iran is complying by imposing new sanctions on 18 entities or people in Iran, and clearly intends to do more.
What do you think is making President Trump now so adamant in his intention to undo the Iran deal, now stating that it should continue, at least in the short term?
Well, for the president, the nuclear deal is to foreign policy what healthcare is to domestic policy, his top priority. But he has to figure out a way to do it. And the policy review on Iran is not yet complete. So this is a stopgap measure that the administration has taken. It will have to be recertified in 90 days. And the president has indicated to his staff that he doesn't want to do that because of the issue that Iran is violating the spirit of the accord, even if not the technical aspects of the accord.
You met yesterday with Iran's foreign minister, Robin Wright. What did he have to say?
Well, the foreign minister had a number of things to say. First of all, that it's not clear to Iran exactly what the Trump administration wants to do, but he rejected the prospect of any kind of a renegotiation. He said it was hard enough over 2 years to come to terms, and that all sides felt they didn't get all of their demands met, and that any attempt to renegotiate would only raise expectations and make the demands even tougher by all sides. He said that was just a non-starter. He said he had not yet talked to anyone in the administration, in stark contrast to his regular communications with Secretary of State Kerry, who he said probably had involved more contact between two foreign ministers than any other foreign ministers in history. And that may well be true. They talk so often. But he said he is open to talking to Secretary of State Tillerson on implementation. And the two sides do meet on technical issues and will later this week in Vienna. But those are strictly about how to implement the deal. But he said, in light of the new sanctions, Iran will reciprocate. And Iran's parliament has already taken measures in providing new funding for Iran's missile program, very controversial, as well as for the Revolutionary Guards and its elite Quds force.
New sanctions from the Trump administration as the Iran nuclear deal is extended, but guarantees of retaliation from Iran. Robin Wright, distinguished scholar at the Wilson Center in Washington and the U.S. Institute for Peace. Robin, thanks again.
Thank you.